This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will swing through New Hampshire and South Carolina on Saturday in the first two stops of a presidential campaign that has largely idled since he launched his new White House bid in November. Trump will speak first at the New Hampshire Republican Party's annual meeting before heading to South Carolina, where he will unveil his leadership team in that state. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said ahead of an EU-Ukraine summit next week that Ukraine had unconditional support from the bloc and that the country needed to prevail against Russian attacks to defend European values. "We stand by Ukraine's side without any ifs, ands, and buts," von der Leyen said in a speech on Saturday at an event of her party, the Christian Democrat CDU in Dusseldorf, Germany. France has extended mandatory COVID tests for travelers from China until February 15th, a government decree published on Saturday showed. While Chinese officials have said infections have peaked, some global experts have warned about the possibility of a rise in cases in rural areas less equipped to deal with them as millions of Chinese travel for family reunions during the Lunar New Year holiday. And the stepfather of Tyre Nichols, a black man killed during a traffic stop by black police officers in the U.S. city of Memphis, called on protesters across the nation to be peaceful.
"We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests."
For more on these and other stories making headlines today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's military said it was boosting its forces in the occupied West Bank a day after a Palestinian gunman shot dead seven people on the outskirts of Jerusalem, and another shooting attack in the city on Saturday wounded two people. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Anger and confusion in East Jerusalem after a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue during the Jewish Sabbath, leading to deaths and injuries. The 21-year-old gunman was found by police and shot and killed. It's the deadliest attack against Jewish Israelis in years, and it raises the prospect of more bloodshed. Earlier, Palestinian supporters had rallied in Jerusalem to protest the raid at the Jenin refugee camp that left nine Palestinians dead. After the synagogue attack, Palestinians held celebrations in several locations across the Gaza Strip, handing out large trays of sweets to passersby. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Spanish police seized 4.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of roughly $114 million after raiding a cattle ship off the Canary Islands earlier this week. That's according to a statement released on Saturday. The ship had stopped at ports in about a dozen countries before Tuesday's raid, and police said drug smugglers had started using livestock ships because it was more difficult for police to trace their illicit cargo. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration quietly ousted its former top official in Mexico last year over improper contact with lawyers for narco traffickers. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
Nicholas Palmieri's socializing and vacationing with Miami drug lawyers, detailed in confidential records obtained by the Associated Press, brought his ultimate downfall after just 14 months at the helm. But colleagues told the AP there were plenty of other red flags, including lax handling of the coronavirus pandemic that resulted in two second agents having to be airlifted out of the country. A separate internal probe found Palmieri used drug-fighting funds for inappropriate purposes, including to pay for his own birthday party. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian research vessel, which has been prospecting for oil and natural gas in the Antarctic, docked in South Africa on Saturday following protests by green campaigners who say its operations in the region violate a treaty banning mineral exploration. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.